This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
Welcome to Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us on the radio here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And the Skype username here is lrn.fm. We also have Discord at the Discord on-air call-in line room, which you can join over at discord.lrn.fm. It's the top room there on our list of chat rooms in which you can go and chat with other Free Talk Live listeners and some of the hosts as well. Coming up here tonight on Free Talk Live, it looks like Facebook is actually planning its own cryptocurrency. But first, let's talk about the world of the fiat money, the government money. Chris is joining me here from ThinkPenguin.com. Hey, Chris.
Hey.
Thanks for coming. Thanks for coming in here tonight. You've got an interesting story, which also, I don't think you knew this, but happens to be the number one story on FreeTalkLive.com as submitted and voted on by Free Talk Live listeners.
I did not know that. Yeah. I got it from a different source, but it's not surprising to me. It's a very interesting story.
Well, the source may be the same. What's your source?
This is from The Guardian.
Okay, so according to, let's see, Celestrion's post. Yep, The Guardian.
Okay.
So same exact source.
I suspect it's probably hit other publications as well.
Maybe so. But The Guardian's really good at breaking news like this. So
yeah, maybe they could be the original source in many cases.
They do good investigative journalism over there.
Yeah,
so what's going on Down Under?
So the title of the article is Cash Payment Crackdown to Counter Tax Evasion and Black Economy. Australians will face a crackdown on cash in hand payments in an attempt by government to reduce money laundering and tax evasion. The Turnbull government has turned its attention to the black economy in an attempt to raise billions of extra dollars and intends to limit cash payments for purchase goods and services to $10,000. And I'm presuming, now, this is Australia, so it's not quite on par with the United States' dollar.
Yeah, I don't know what the exchange rate is at the moment, but still a fair amount of money.
I don't know off the top of my head, but it's not the same. I know that. It's very rarely the same.
One Australian dollar is about 75 cents at the moment.
So,
US cents.
Yeah, we ship a lot to Australia, and I always know that there's a
slight difference.
There's a dip. Well, what's interesting about Australia is they have a tax, like a sales tax or an import tax duty, and on delivery, if the goods are under $1,000, you don't have to pay any tax.
The recipient.
Yes, the recipient. Yeah. So, but if it's over $1,000, they do. So it's quite an interesting system.
And that's
system
an import tax or an export tax?
Import. So anytime you buy something from
U.S.
overseas.
Tax is what you're saying.
It's an Australian. It's a duty.
An export tax from Australia is what you're saying, meaning that the product is leaving Australia, coming to the United States.
No, other way around.
Oh, it's shipping to Australia. Okay,
from the United States or another country.
I see.
And usually, a duty is where the receiver of goods from overseas has to pay a tax of some kind.
Okay.
And usually it's going to be if it's like Europe or someplace like that, or the United States, or Australia, or Canada, because there's certain agreements within these countries. It's just going to be whatever the local sales tax or equivalent is. Mm-hmm. If it's someplace like Brazil, there's going to be they use it as a trade barrier in order to promote their own internal markets. And again, Brazil is very socialist, so this isn't really too surprising. And it has some really bizarre effects on their economy as a result.
It does. Not good.
Definitely not good effects. But in Brazil, it's like 60%. On top of the sales tax or equivalent, basically there. So you end up paying twice the amount.
That's crazy.
As you would, like, in the United States, as an example.
Okay.
So,
by the way, I did the conversion here. 10,000 Australian dollars is worth about 7,500 bucks right now.
So it's even lower than people might
US.
yeah. think.
Which just goes to show that these $10,000 numbers, because in the U.S. they have what they call cash transaction reports. If you
right.
go into a bank and you deposit $10,000 or more, then there's a form that gets filled out behind the scenes there. I guess it's not really that behind the scenes. Usually they ask
you
questions.
I believe you may even have to fill part of it out or answer questions.
You have to answer the questions. They fill the form out.
Okay.
So you don't actually get to see the form. But that's a $10,000, you know, trigger as well, but it just goes to show that it's just an arbitrary number. It doesn't have anything to do with the value behind it, because, you know, 10,000 Australian dollars is valued at 7,500 US dollars, but in the US it's also a $10,000 figure, which of course would be, you know, 13,000 Australian dollars or something like that. So they're just picking a number out of thin air and saying, well, this is the number we say has to do with criminal activity.
And it's funny because what people who are doing different types of people avoid this $10,000 number all the time in the United States and around the world, for that matter.
Which, if you're doing on purpose, could get you charged with a more serious crime.
But for the people who are willing to commit the crime in the first place, it's not an issue. So, and in other countries, they've dropped this $10,000 figure already. And I believe we've talked about this on Free Talk Live. Like in India, it's some ridiculously low number. Well, it was a little bit different, actually, in India. Now I'm thinking about this. Where they basically got rid of large bills. So you don't have...
Yeah, I remember seeing that story.
Like $100 bills. And I think you don't even have $20 bills in India anymore. Like the largest bill, I think, is like maybe $5
so
or even
stupid.
Less.
They did that here when they got rid of the $500 and the $1,000 bill.
They did do that in the United States.
Yeah. And the ostensible reason was to crack down on drug dealing.
And it didn't work. No. They simply move to smaller bills. So it costs a little bit more to move money around.
It costs a little. It takes a little longer to count it.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. You increase the cost of the criminals, but then the prices simply go up a little bit on the goods.
As though the multi-billion dollar drug cartels can't afford a cash counting machine.
Right. If you don't let criminals use the government banks, then the criminals will simply set up their own banks. I mean, this is just how it works. And if you outlaw cash, they'll simply move to some other cryptocurrency or some other foreign currency that you don't have any control over.
Yeah, I mean, clearly all of the crackdowns that they've attempted on the war on drugs have been abject failures from top to bottom. And, you know, all the financial ones really just seem to end up getting innocent people caught. Where you'll have business owners going to a bank account or going to their bank and depositing cash because they do cash business and they deposit cash every day.
Yeah.
But the amount of cash they deposit every day happens to be below $10,000. Well, then they trigger a suspicious activity report because they've been cashing.
The craziest thing about that is it catches more people. It wraps more people up in the system who are just trying to do legitimate...
Just innocent business.
Legitimate
people.
Business under the government's own eyes, but
And then you got to prove you're innocent.
Right.
Which is crazy.
It's absolutely insane.
And if you think I'm making it up, we've talked about these stories before where business owners, completely oblivious, they weren't trying to get around the reporting requirements. They didn't know about it. It's not like the bank comes right out and tells you about the cash transaction reporting requirements. They don't.
Right, and a lot of businesses, they want to make a lot of small transactions because they don't want to have a lot of cash on hand. You have an individual taking it to
sometimes,
the bank.
Sometimes more than once a day they'll have a bank.
Right, they don't want to get robbed.
Yeah.
And where you have a larger retail businesses, which might have a some sort of driver, armored car driver, you know, pull up and take care of it and everything else, you don't have that with a smaller business.
Right. They got an employee who's running, you know, quick down to the bank and then coming back.
You're literally taking and making it difficult for small business owners to operate.
Well, anything is worth it if we stop a drug dealer.
It hasn't even stopped drug dealers at all. It hasn't even minimized it. It's gone up, not down, if I'm not mistaken.
If anything, yeah.
Yeah.
Drugs are as popular now as they ever were.
Yeah.
You know?
All right, let's continue with the story here.
So Australia, they're saying 10,000 Australian dollars, if you're doing any transaction that's over that, you can't do it at all. In any legitimate business sense, if I'm going in to buy a boat or something like
that,
right?
You have to use a credit card or some other payment method.
Wow.
Which I will... I don't know. I mean, I guess we could talk about it now. And this is insane. So for people who don't understand the cost of credit cards to the cost of the goods, there's roughly a 3% fee every time you go to use a credit card. Now,
that's right.
The business absorbs that fee, but it also results in the increased price on the goods.
Which generally everybody has to pay.
Right.
They don't give you a cash discount because usually that's one of the terms in the credit card agreement is you're not allowed to give a special price for cash paying customers. So the even though on a cash sale you get to keep the 3%, the customer's paying more than they otherwise should have to because you've inflated the prices based on the credit card.
Yep, and it's not just that 3% when we get back.
Yeah, there's more coming up here. 855, 450, free like freedom, Australian cash crackdown. You better believe this is going to come to more countries. It's Free Talk Live.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Mother's Day sneaks up and we hit the panic button. We get suckered into online flower giants pitching $19.99 flowers that end up costing $60. Or we grab last-minute produce department flowers that smell oddly like green onions. That tells mom you don't care enough to send flowers from the Books. That's short for bouquet, and they're booking awesome. Books flowers are as unique and special as your mom. They're freshly cut from Books farms and delivered straight to your mom so they last weeks, not days. Books even has farms located on the side of a volcano that produce flowers so gorgeous mom will post pics of them and brag about you. And because Books cuts out the middleman, you'll get amazingly fresh flowers at an amazing price. Show mom how much you care. Send her artisan design flowers from the Books. Order today and get an extra 15% off when you enter code FTL. That's BOUQS.com. And remember to enter FTL to save an extra 15%. That's Books.com, BOUQS.com. And remember, code FTL saves an extra 15%.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number is 855-450, free like freedom. 855-450-3733, and Skype username here is lrn.fm. Plus, we've got the Discord on-air call-in line room over at discord.lrn.fm, and you can get on the air with us in any way that you prefer. With you here tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
By the way, I do want to let you know, for those of you who are procrastinators, you've waited until the last moment to get your mom some flowers for Mother's Day, which is coming up on Sunday. Now, I got to say, I was thinking, no way is it possible that you could get delivery before Sunday by going to Bouqs.com over at Bouquet. That's short for bouquets, Bouqs.com, which is our new flower advertiser here that we've been promoting this year. And I was shocked to see that there are some markets where they actually offer same-day delivery. So Saturday delivery is available in some markets. So what you have to do is you have to put in the destination zip code of where the flowers are going to be shipped to. And so, for instance, Keene doesn't qualify. That's where we live, here in the southwestern corner of New Hampshire. But I just put in, like, 90210. That's one of the zip codes I know, right, from Beverly Hills. I just put that one in there. And they've got same-day delivery in Beverly Hills. So depending on where your mom lives, you might actually be able to get her flowers before Mother's Day. Otherwise, you're probably going to have to be a little late. They do have Monday delivery available at this point over at the Bouqs. So go to Bouqs. Again, it's short for bouquets, and these bouquets are booking awesome. And those Bouqs flowers are as unique and special as your mom. Cut from Bouqs Farms, fresh and delivered straight to her, so they last weeks and not days. You get 15% off when you use code FTL over at Bouqs.com. Bouqs, again, code FTL, like Free Talk Live, to save 15%. If you're listening to us live here on Friday night, you got to get your order in as soon as possible. You can either get it Saturday if your mom's in the right place, or the earliest for most of you, probably going to be Monday at this point. Bouqs.com. Chris, you're telling us about the $10,000 limit, but you were actually, or this is a $10,000 cash limit in Australia gone into effect for any retail, any sales, any business transaction. You just cannot use cash now in Australia.
That's
according to this.
That's my understanding
but
of this.
You had some more information about credit cards, maybe that people don't realize. Like you had mentioned that 3% is the typical kind of rate for what a business is paying out of any sale that the customer uses a credit card for, meaning that the business takes only 97% in of that sale.
Right.
But you said it's actually maybe more than that
so
in a sort of hidden way.
What people don't understand is that there's actually other fees. Like there's a monthly fee usually.
Just to have the equipment.
Right.
Right.
Like it actually is quite expensive. I believe I was quoted like $300 or $500 at one point from a bank. Now, there's other systems that aren't quite as expensive, depending, like...
Per month?
I believe so. Now, that's to have, like, a card reader, like a real business card reader that you might see.
At
a small retail shop, all right? But there's also, there's, like, virtual terminals and things, like, if you do phone orders, that might be $30 a month, And there's other types of services, like maybe Square, for instance. I don't know what they charge, but you'll hook up a little adapter to a phone or something like that, and that's probably not as expensive.
Okay.
But anyway, the point that I'm making is that, yeah, there are other fees associated with that, and that's not including that 3%. So on top of that, there's another – it depends on the business, but you can have as much as like a 3% loss as a result of credit card fraud. So trying to force businesses that accept cash prior to now move over to accepting credit cards or some other digital payment method,
right,
most of them have fees like this, and they have a fraud cost, and they have so now you have a 6%, probably like a minimally like 6% increase in cost of doing business.
That's a
that
huge
then
jump.
Gets passed on. Yeah, it is passed on to the customer. And
is that true for your business? I mean, I don't know
if
you want to talk about that.
I'd be happy to talk about it.
And you do mail order sales of Linux privacy related hardware.
And we have different prices for Europe and the United States because of things
based on fraud.
not so much based on fraud, actually, but based on government regulations,
right,
which increases the cost of doing business. It's sort of
so
like...
So hold on, before you go on, do you, like, geolocate your user by IP address, or do you wait for them to put in their address?
It's based on the shipping, the destination. So
the price of the unit is the same per country, but then the shipping cost goes up or down based on...
Well, there's different shipping options for different countries, because we actually ship out of the United Kingdom to people in Europe. So there's...
Because that just makes more sense.
Yeah, so we actually charge less on the shipping in Europe, but the actual cost of the items is higher.
Okay.
And it's the reason for that is because of the higher costs of warehousing, employees.
All the regulations you've got to jump
all the regulations that have to be jumped through. You know, when
it's that much worse over there.
It's significantly higher, yeah. I mean, I'm talking like... I don't want to say twice as much, but it's significantly higher. And people
like one
don't,
and a half times.
Yeah, and it's interesting. We used to get, well, I don't want to say we used to. We still actually get people from time to time, you know, getting being outraged at how we charge more in Europe than we do in the United States. And I have to explain to them that.
At the same time, though, I bet they're socialists and they love all
the
government programs.
They are. I have to explain to them that the reason the prices are higher is because in the United States, for one example is, for instance, in the United States, sales tax is added on at the end of a purchase. So the prices that they're seeing are even lower in many cases, they're actually higher than they actually perceive them to be. So now, in a case of a small business like ours, we only operate from one state, and we just happen to operate from a state that doesn't have sales tax. But in other states, for instance, like when we were operating out of New Jersey, we had a 7% sales tax there that we were forced to collect.
So wait, you had to collect sales tax on every sale, even from people outside of New Jersey?
No, just for people in New Jersey.
I see. But now you don't collect for New Jersey?
We don't, because we don't operate in New Jersey.
Sweet.
Right.
That's got to feel good after all those years.
But the point here is that when you add 7% on at the end, and users are seeing a price that's 7% lower than on the product itself, there's a higher perception that there's a bigger difference than there actually is. So in some cases, there really is that big difference, because in some states, we don't have a sales tax in the United States. Mm-hmm. And if you order from a company that doesn't operate in your state, then there's also not a sales tax. That is collected by the merchant anyway. Technically, you're supposed to pay that a use tax, I believe, in most states, but nonetheless.
The customer's supposed
to. Yeah, it never happens.
That requires the state to conduct an investigation and somehow figure out.
There's no means of enforcement in any state.
It's self-reporting, if anything.
Yeah. So no, but in Europe, when there's a tax, the tax is included basically. It's called VAT, value added tax, and it's included in the price of the product itself. So it seems higher than it is, because if we add 7%.
No, wait, is that included? Okay, so I know VAT is at all levels of the product's sort of creation and transmission. So like the manufacturing, the wholesale, and the retail. Is retail included at the price, or do they tack a VAT on the receipt at retail in Europe?
You get the write off the VAT that you pay, and then you charge the VAT on the total of the product that you sell. It's something along those lines.
But I'm just wondering, does the customer actually? I know you were saying, like, obviously the wholesale and the manufacturing VATs are included in the final cost.
Yeah.
But is the retail VAT, the final VAT, included on that receipt? Do they see that one, or is that one sort of hidden in the?
No, it's hidden in the product price of the product. That's why it's so outrageous to people.
It's Free Talk Live.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. Dial on in toll free to join us. If you want, you can talk about whatever's on your mind. Our number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. You want to do some Bitcoin mining, but you don't have the technical chops to be able to set up your own mining rig? Well, they can help you over at Bitcoin.com. Go to pool.bitcoin.com and you can join their Bitcoin mining pool. And they do have two different types of Bitcoin that you can mine. There's Bitcoin Core, aka BTC, and then there's also Bitcoin Cash or BCH that you can mine. It's up to you which one you prefer over at pool.bitcoin.com. I've got a Bitcoin Cash miner going on right now over at pool.bitcoin.com. And if you want to do them both, you can do them both. It's just completely up to you. Pool.bitcoin.com. And if you do know what you're doing when it comes to setting up a mining rig, you can still join the Bitcoin.com mining pool. So again, go to pool.bitcoin.com. Whether you are a Bitcoin expert at mining or a total novice, they can get you started. Pool.bitcoin.com. We're talking about currency, but the old style, the fiat money, over in Australia, where they're now saying that if you want to do any kind of business for $10,000 Australian dollars or more, well, sorry, you're going to have to use a credit card or a check or maybe cryptocurrency, but they're definitely saying you can't use cash anymore. That's the new news, according to The Guardian. And, Chris, was there more that you wanted to share from the story?
So I'll just give you people an idea on the difference in price between the U.S. and Europe in terms of cost. For $325 a package that it costs us in the United States to ship, it costs about $16 in Europe. An item that is $25.
That costs you $16 within Europe, just to be clear. You're shipping from the U.K.
To customers.
Yeah.
With an item that costs $25 in the United States costs $44 in Europe.
Damn. Is that with or without shipping?
That's without shipping.
With all the VAT taxes included.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
Of course, value-added tax makes it sound like the tax is adding some value, but of course, we all know that's not true. Taxes don't actually add any value. They, detract from the value in the statement or in the situation, because if there were value, then the customer would be able to hold on to that value. Instead, they're just taking away value from the customer and putting it in the hands of bureaucrats, and then, of course, the bureaucrats spend that in whatever way they want to, and you don't usually see a penny of it.
Nope.
Was there anything else about the ban? Like, what are the criminal penalties? Do you have any idea?
There's more to the story here if you want to keep going.
I'm curious to know more about it.
Let me just keep reading.
It's outrageous to me.
Yeah, the measure was announced on Tuesday's budget, which introduced a suite of tax integrity measures aimed at individuals and companies. The black economy undermines community that in the tax system gives some businesses an unfair competitive advantage, puts pressure on margins of honest businesses, and it often includes exploitation of vulnerable employees through the underpayment of wages and loss of entitlements, said Kelly Dyer, the financial services minister.
I don't understand what underpayment of wages.
I don't know what that has to do with it. I don't think it does have anything to do with it.
The black market. I mean, she's blaming the black market for underpaid employees.
It doesn't make any sense. The government's largest black economy measure is a crackdown on ILSA tobacco, which expects to raise
ILSA tobacco?
I feel like I'm reading a whole different article now. $3.6 billion over the next 4 years.
What is the word ILSA?
Illicit
okay.
tobacco. It says three main sources of illicit tobacco in Australia are smuggling, leakage from licensed warehouses, mm-hmm. and illicit domestic production.
Now, look at that. That alone is an interesting issue, because we've looked at that here in the United States back when New York City most notably, raised its cigarette tax prices up as much as they did.
Yep.
The price of a pack of cigarettes went up to like $10 to $15.
And then people started selling them on the street, right?
Well, they were always sold on the street, but more of them were sold on the streets. The government had to, they formed a cigarette interdiction squad to run sting operations.
That sounds so ridiculous.
But that's what you would expect, right? It's prohibition. So they bring out the old prohibitionist tools. You got to have a police force specifically designed to go after cigarette sellers. And then, of course, they end up choking that man to death in the streets over selling some Lucy's several years
really?
Ago.
Really? Wow.
You didn't see that story?
I don't know if I saw that story.
I'm sorry. I don't remember the dude's name, but it was all over the news. We talked about it here on Free Talk
Live. I've heard of numerous stories about police choking people to death, but I don't know if I heard about that one.
This was pretty noteworthy because I believe it was caught on video.
So
it was particularly egregious because of that. And that guy's dead. That man who was just trying to sell some cigarettes to put some food in his family's mouth. He's dead now.
Yeah, I believe there was a common practice that used to occur, I don't know how long ago, but probably in the 80s or 90s or whatever, and it's been outlawed since, but I guess there are still cops doing it, and so there's been stories recently about people dying from basically, choked to death.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Because, all the cop has to say is he was afraid for his life, and
that's
why he had to take somebody else's.
Yeah.
Get more.
Yeah, it will introduce permits for all tobacco imports, except tobacco imported by travelers within duty-free limits, and require tobacco importers to pay all duty and tax liabilities upon importation. So it's not, what it sounds like? This sounds like to be part of a larger attempt to crack down on
the black market.
Yeah, the black market, right? Let's see here. So is there anything
else? Because, there's only so many... first of all, it was already illegal to spend... $11,000 on drugs. It was already illegal to spend $11,000 on, illegal tobacco. So that hasn't changed. What they're doing is they're affecting legitimate business people who are trying to sell a product. So car dealers can no longer sell a car to somebody with cash.
Yeah, and, looking at it another way, it's potentially a 6% additional cost on top of the 6% that we already have. Because now if I'm a merchant and I have to use a credit card in order to buy, when I purchase the merchandise from another
company.
You're
taking a hit there.
I'm taking another 6% hit, so it's like 12% potentially.
Right. And, it's one thing if you lose a $5 sale to fraud. It's another thing if somebody drives a car off the lot and then their, credit card turns out to be stolen or whatever it is that, they ended up using, or maybe they used somebody else's bank account or whatever. But if you've got cash in hand, that's probably not counterfeit. You've got ways of checking the cash to see if it's counterfeit. So a business that's selling a $10,000 product has an interest in taking cash because they're going to save the 3%.
Especially local businesses.
Absolutely.
It's the small businesses that are going to be affected by this the most. It's not the mega corporations. The mega corporations have other means of, avoiding some of these fees, but the small business, who may be purchasing a smaller quantity of goods, whoever they're buying it from, the easiest means of purchasing those goods, before may have been cash. Now they're going to have to use some sort of credit card or other means that's going to cost them more.
Or maybe this is a good chance for
that's
local
cost
businesses
you more.
To look into cryptocurrency, because I understand that, before cryptocurrency, I don't know if you remember this, Chris, but there was this kind of fear in some of the survivalist or liberty communities that cash was going to go away, that the government and the big banks wanted to end cash. And there was a lot of evidence for it, right? Like you could find plans by these big government people.
It seemed almost unbelievable, like a crazy conspiracy theory at that time, but it's happening. It's those crazy conspiracy theories
this is
are
part
no
of that.
Longer. Yeah.
This, right. This $10,000 limit is absolutely part of that. And but the good news is that cryptocurrency, even though initially Bitcoin, which was the first one that came out, is a public ledger, meaning that everything, is public with Bitcoin. Every transaction you can look at it, you can see. You don't know who it was necessarily, unless that person reveals which address is theirs. So it's sort of pseudonymous. You can use it in a semi-anonymous manner, but ultimately the entire thing, the ledger itself, is public. We're seeing more privacy coins come out now, like Zencash or Monero and many of their competitors, which are driving towards privacy, which means it's going to be that much harder for government tax groups to be looking and scrutinizing blockchains. So the fears about, cash is going to go away, that's going to stop anonymity. Well, cryptocurrency is better than cash for anonymity. And let's talk about that a little bit more coming back here in a moment. Why is crypto, the anonymous types, the private types, why is that better than cash? 855-450-FREE like freedom. You can take control of the airwaves and join us on the radio. It's Free Talk Live.
Mother's Day sneaks up and we hit the panic button. We get suckered into online flower giants pitching $19.99 flowers that end up costing $60. Or we grab last-minute produce department flowers that smell oddly like green onions. That tells mom you didn't care enough to send flowers from the Books. That's short for bouquets. And they're booking awesome. Books flowers are as unique and special as your mom. They're freshly cut from Books farms and delivered straight to your mom. So they last weeks, not days. Books even has farms located on the side of a volcano that produce flowers so gorgeous, mom will post pics of them and brag about you. And because Books cut out the middlemen, you'll get amazingly fresh flowers at an amazing price. Show mom how much you care. Send her artisan design flowers from the Books. Order today and get an extra 15% off when you enter FTL. That's BOUQS.com. And remember to enter FTL to save an extra 15%. Books.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
we get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can join us here toll free at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm, or you can join us on our Discord on-air call-in line room. Just go to discord.lrn.fm, hop on in there, get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners as well. There's different channels in there, one for Free Talk Live, others for other shows on lrn.fm, as well as topic-specific channels like cryptocurrency. So we're talking about crypto on the air. You can talk about that around the clock if you want, over with other Free Talk Live listeners at discord.lrn.fm. In fact, I learned today that I made a big mistake.
Oh, no.
Or what could have been a very big mistake. I was talking about Monero earlier, I think it was earlier this week, and one of our listeners, I think it was WordWordus, in the chat room, in the cryptocurrency room, said, hey, what you said was not true about Monero, and I was confused because it seemed true to me because it was my experience. So my experience was I had downloaded a version of Monero, and for listeners that don't know, it's a privacy coin, so we were actually going to talk about privacy coins, but I want to make this correction before we go on. So Monero is probably the most popular, most noteworthy of all the privacy coins, and it's the one the darknet markets have started to adopt.
Right.
So to me, that's like, you know, the gold standard, if you will, of what, you know, should be done is, you know, if you're doing a good job and the darknet markets think you're doing a good job, that means you're doing a pretty good job. So I had downloaded the new version 12 of the Monero, or point 12 or whatever, of the Monero software, and something was wrong. There was a bug with that software, and so I went looking for the previous version, the 11.1, and I typed in the wrong Monero website.
Oh, no.
And I typed in Monero.org. Which sounds like it would be the right website, but it's not. The actual official Monero website, I believe, is Get Monero, as in G-E-T. Get Monero.
So what did you download? What did you end up downloading?
So I downloaded...
Was it infected?
Well, that's the question. If it were infected, it would only be, like, bad code. It wouldn't be a virus because I was on Linux. So it wasn't, like, a, you know, virus issue. But
you could still have, like, a Trojan of some kind, potentially.
It could steal your private keys is what could happen, right? And so with cryptocurrency, for those that don't know, there's a set of public keys and there's a set of private keys with each cryptocurrency wallet. The public key is the one that you can give out to anybody so they can send you cryptocurrency. The private key is the one that gives you the ability to send from the wallet. So you don't want other people to have the private key. But if you get fake software that masquerades as the official Monero software and is actually, in point of fact, designed to steal your private keys, that could be very, very bad. And that's what he pointed out, because what I'd said on the air was that version 12 from the official Monero site was broken. That much is true. Like, there's some things about it for some people doesn't work. It doesn't connect to the daemon in the background that sort of runs the Monero blockchain transactions and all that, the full node. And so that's why I went back looking for the original or the previous version. And when I went to Monero.org, I found a site that looked like a Monero site that had the previous version on it.
I still want to know, was it a fork or was it malicious?
I don't think it was malicious. If it was malicious, they didn't do anything because they had my private key and they didn't empty the wallet.
Okay.
So that's the good news. That's what I found out today from our chatter in the chat room on discord.lrn.fm in the cryptocurrency room. He was like, yeah, what you said happened didn't happen. Because what I said on the air was that Monero had pulled down their version 12 from their website and put back up version 11.1. And I figured that made sense because they screwed it. Something was screwed up with version 12. It wasn't just me that it wasn't working on, right? There were other people that were having the same problem on Linux. I don't know if it affected Windows or the other versions, but on Linux, it wasn't working right. And so I figured, oh, well, they just pulled it down and put the old version back up. But they didn't. On the official Monero site, it's been version 12 all along. It's just that I was on the wrong website, which could have been a phishing site. It could have been, you know, a malicious site.
Yeah, you always got to be careful when you're downloading software that you're getting it from the right source. And frequently there's telltale signs of what the right source is.
Well, in this case, what I should have done was not actually trusted myself and trusted Google. Because if I'd gone and typed in Monero into Google, then the first site would have been the official site. It would have been getmonero.org.
Yeah, most
but
likely.
I remembered monero.org. And so I went to monero.org. And when I looked it up today, I found discussions online saying that nobody knows who runs monero.org. The person, whoever it is, has not ever come forward. There's no evidence so far of any shifty behavior from the software that they have there. So it just looks like a site that has the old version of Monero on it.
Did you notice, like, advertising on the site, maybe? Or
I didn't notice.
I'm just trying to come up with, like, a business model that might exist for that person. They've got donation buttons. That's interesting.
So that could be it. Anyway, so of course today
sounds like maybe could potentially be somewhat malicious in a sense.
It could be just that they're trying to make money off the name, or they're stealing private keys in order to later on, you know, rake in everybody's all at once before they do a, you know, disappear completely.
It could be something like that. When you install software and you realize it's potentially not what you intended.
That's a little freaky situation.
You want to back up those keys or not.
Oh, yeah, I created a whole new wallet.
Keys, but create a whole new wallet and move the funds out after you've, like, wiped the system out.
Yeah.
Because you don't know what that software is doing or might do down the road. It could just be a backdoor and at some later point, something bad is going to happen.
Now, is that true with Linux? Because I've always been told that Linux is, like, super secure. Nothing can run without your permission.
It's super secure as long as you're not going and installing software from random sources. So,
well, now with Linux, I mean, a lot of the software install is it just unzips into a directory and you run it. It's not the same thing as, like, installing it into, like, a Windows system or something, right? Like, If I just unzip a file with Linux files in it into a directory and then run that software, that's not in any means a install.
Some software is just basically exactly like you describe it. That's how they package it. And other software, no. It will install, you know, somewhere. I mean, it sort of depends on how it's packaged.
Because you can't get virus scanners for Linux,
no.
Right? Because viruses don't exist because no. The system's permissions are more strict and stringent with running things that could damage things.
Essentially, the way Linux works is everything is packaged for you when you install the operating system, and it's already been scrutinized. And then when you go to install other software, most of that software is probably going to come from what's called a central repository or the software center, sort of like a lot of people are familiar with iPhones and the Apple Store or the Android Store or whatever. Yeah. Well, we sort of have something like that. Linux invented that, basically. And the difference between Linux and Android and iPhone is that the sources are available for the software in these stores, so we have a better understanding of what's going on and that it's not malicious. So it's already packaged for you and it's already saved. If it's already been checked out. Now, if you install stuff outside of that,
right.
That's where you potentially could still get into trouble. So
really?
What you did was potentially risky and not something you would generally want to do if you can avoid it. Cryptocurrencies, there's 1,000 different versions of them, and even on Windows and any operating system, you can't really be totally trustworthy of this stuff. Now, if you're looking on, say, like F-Droid, the only... F-Droid is a version
of
Android.
Just to be clear, taking questionable software on a Windows system is much more dangerous, though, is it not? Because, Linux has, as I understand it, there's a much more granular level of security, meaning that whenever you run certain software on Linux, you always have to put in, a password, a system password, in order to even run that software.
But once you're entering that password, you're saying, if it's from a third party, you're saying that you trust that source.
Run that code.
Right.
But can that code deliver a Trojan that then runs automatically in the system without your permission? That can't happen, right, on Linux?
No, it could happen. The reason it generally won't happen is because the software, 99% of the software that you've got, so there's a few different problems. One, on Windows, not everything gets updated when the system updates. It only updates Windows, or there's different update mechanisms within Windows, so you have to constantly say yes to update everything. On Linux, it's updated by a single update mechanism. And we're talking about security vulnerabilities here, and we're not talking about installing random software. If you're installing random software outside the repository, you're potentially vulnerable. Now, you may have less... it's probably less likely that you're going to get... Linux is going to be targeted, but it's the potential is there, yeah. So I wouldn't... You know.
The attacker wouldn't be able to do as much to a Linux system, though, correct? As a Windows...
You're not going to get infected, so to speak, if you don't install software outside of the software center.
Right. But if you do... it's as risky as having Windows?
Yeah.
Okay, because I'd always understood Linux as being a much more secure environment generally
than Windows. It is, as long as you're not doing stupid stuff, so to speak.
Gotcha, like I did. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here, and we still have to talk about crypto privacy measures coming up.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.